Welcome back. It is Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and her input hacker. Time dial 7 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Thanks for staying tuned. And live pictures that I'm seeing right here in the studio from our studios here indicates our collection of results has resumed in Adamawa State. Collection of results from the supplementary polls held there over the weekend, of course. Collection of results resumes in Adamawa State. There are live pictures coming in even right now of that process in Adamawa State. But this conversation in this hour is very much related to this situation. But before I go to the topic of today's discussion for this hour, I suppose the reason the collection of results has resumed in Adamawa is this story as well. This one from the Vanguard. Adamawa APC candidate Aisha Binani loses bid to stop Guba election results. The Federal High Court in Abuja on Tuesday declined to hear an ex parte application on the candidate of the APC, Senator Aisha Dahiru Ahmed, filed for an order to halt further action on the ongoing governorship election in Adamawa State. Rather, the court, in a ruling delivered by Justice Iyang Ekwo, ordered the counsel that appeared for the applicant, Mr. Mohammed Sheriff, to address whether or not it has the requisite jurisdiction to entertain the matter. Justice Ekwo thereafter adjourned the suit to April 26 for counsel to the applicant to address the court on the issue of jurisdiction. Even though a lawyer, Afiz Mutambi, announced his appearance for the incumbent governor of Adamawa State, Madu Fintiri, he was, however, not allowed to address the court since the APC candidate brought the action through an ex parte application. So I suppose that's the reason the collation of results has resumed in Adamawa at the moment. But that's not the focus of this conversation. Now, here is the focus of this conversation. Story here, this one, courtesy Sahara Reporters. Nigerian electoral body, INEC, writes Police Inspector General to prosecute suspended Adamawa Resident Commissioner Yunusa Ari. And here's the story. INEC has asked the IG of Police, Usman Beba, to investigate and prosecute its Adamawa State Resident Electoral Commissioner, Hudu Yunusa Ari, of a violation of the provision of the Electoral Act 2022 during Saturday's supplementary governorship election in Adamawa. Yunusa Ari on Sunday declared the governorship candidate of the APC, Aisha Dahiru Ahmed, a winner of the gubernatorial election while collation was yet to be completed. The Electoral Commission nullified the announcement and invited the REC to the INEC headquarters. On Tuesday, INEC announced that at its meeting, it discussed matters arising from the Adamawa governorship election and decided to, quote, write to the IG of Police for the immediate investigation and possible prosecution of the resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa State, Hudu Yunusa Ari. Quote, request the secretary to the government of the federation to draw the attention of the appointed authority to the unwholesome behavior of the REC for further action. The collation process shall resume at a time to be determined by the returning officer. There you have it. Nigerian electoral body INEC writes police IG to prosecute suspended Adamawa resident commissioner Yunusa Ari. I'm asking you this. How would you rate INEC's handling of this situation? And not just INEC, by the way. So how would you rate INEC's handling of this situation? How would you rate the police's handling of this situation as well? Let's talk about this for a bit. Remember that when Yunusa Ari, the resident electoral commissioner in Adamawa State, was reading out this election result, or, I mean, obviously not the result of the elections, was reading out something that he claimed was the result of the election. Reports have it that he was accompanied by the Commissioner of Police in Adamawa State. Reports also have it he was accompanied by the director of the DSS in the state as well. So they provided security cover for him to carry out this illegality. And you would expect that they should have known that what was going on was an illegality. I mean, one of the signs, one of the things that should have told them that this was wrong was he was not the person expected to do that. Resident electoral commissioners were not the ones who announced the results of these elections in their state. The returning officers are the ones who are given that mandate by law and by electoral act to do so. So that should have given them, that should have been the first sign to them. If they did not see anything else or perceive anything else, that should have been the first intelligence report or the first intelligence information that there's something is going wrong here, something is not going quite right. However, once again, the whole world knows something's going wrong, except the people whose only job it is to know that something's going on. So, anyways, how would you rate INEC's handling of this matter so far, and the handling of the matter by the relevant security agencies as well, and even the appointing authorities, the federal government? Let's get your take on this. The line's open now. Call 070-093-0923. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Also, join us via Twitter and YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info PH. How would you rate INEC's handling of this situation so far? And speaking of INEC's response to this, the first thing INEC did was to nullify the results that were declared by the Adamawa State Resident Electoral Commissioner. And after doing that, I believe he was invited to Abuja. Reportedly, he did not make it to the INEC head office in Abuja. And then the next thing that made the rounds was that INEC had declared him suspended, or INEC had suspended him, and asked some other person in Adamawa State to talk about the functions of running the office in Adamawa State. And now, after a meeting held today, supposedly some communication may have been made to the IG of Police to investigate and possibly prosecute the resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa State. So once again, decided to, quote, write to the IG Police for the immediate investigation and possible prosecution of the resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa State, Hudu Yunusa Ari. How would you write the what is your perception on the handling of this incredible situation? How has INEC handled this, in your estimation? Handled it well enough, or maybe not well enough? How about security and prosecuting agencies? Have they handled this well enough, or not well enough as well? Once again, let's get your take. If you're unable to reach the 0700 number, you may also try to call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007 at 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Well, I've got a comment here already. The INEC officials are corrupt, just as the returning officer is corrupt. I rate INEC 0 or F9, Dama election 0. The returning officer should be arrested. And that's from Tony. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, Daya.
Hello, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
All right, go ahead, please.
Okay, quick one. INEC is trying to sanitize the system. Well, it does appear that the law does not empower INEC. From the appointment of the REC, INEC doesn't have input. Those REC have political inclination, either aligning to a particular party A or party B. You see the activities manifesting in that way. Now, if INEC has the power or input in the appointment of REC, or has some level of authority in the process of dismissal of REC, perhaps the system will be will be better. But in this case, they could just appoint card-carrying members of a political party to participate at REC, and they will do the bidding of their paymasters. So you won't expect anything better.
Mm.
the police will not also do much.
Why?
Because, yes, fine. Somehow, they are answerable to these people who made the wreck, who appointed the wreck. So if he's doing the bidding of his paymaster, and he does appear, he finds himself in this problem. INEC asking the police to investigate him. There's no good report. There's nothing to see.
Are you suggesting that all resident electoral commissioners are biased persons politically?
I can't hear you, please.
Are you suggesting that every resident electoral commissioner is politically biased?
Yes, of course. Yes, we know.
Okay, how about the much celebrated professor who claimed that she was threatened, she received offers of a bribe, and yet she went ahead to announce the correct results. If you say all recs are politically biased.
Okay, in that case, I could say not all them, but 90% of them.
And how did you come about the 90% figure?
To a situation where you have perhaps a certain number of rec. We remember these set of people were currently nominated, and our Nosoko National Assembly screened them, and everything.
How long should it take normally to appoint them? Because he said they were hurriedly appointed. So how long should it take normally?
Okay, it's not about the duration of it. It's about when they refuse to listen to the public outcry. Some persons were outlined, their political inclination were noted before the National Assembly. Nothing happened. It's not about the production, not only in the best world, but they were screened despite public outcry. Mm-hmm. And this is what we are seeing now. So the police will not do much. The same problem, the same issue will repeat itself. The political class allow loopholes in our system to enable them perfect whatever they want to perfect. That is what we are seeing.
All right. Hello, 913.
Good afternoon, my brother. I greet you.
Go ahead, please. Hello. 19 minutes gone past four. Let's get your take still. Automaker for INEC's handling of this situation and relevant security and prosecuting agencies as well. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Good afternoon, Dio.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, Chukwu Michael, I'm calling from Rumibu.
Go ahead.
Yeah, while it seems as if INEC is trying to do anything to remedy its image, you know, I don't really buy any nonsense. Let me not say nonsense, anything that they are trying to do right now. Okay. Because this particular shenanigans, all these things played out during the general election. And he was the one at the forefront of it. He was the one at the center of all the illegalities that transpired during the general election. And he did nothing about it.
Who are you referring to?
I'm referring to the INEC chairman, Mahmoud Yakubu.
When you say he was at the center of it all, what are you referring to? Center of what exactly?
He was at the center of election malpractice, the rigging that took place. He rigged the election in front of everybody.
How could he have done that? Let me ask you a question. Assuming the election result in your polling unit, and that's a big assuming, was rigged. Mm. How did the INEC chairman, who was very likely in Abuja at the time, how did he rig the election in your polling unit?
First of all, he told us that every result was going to be shown. It was going to be transmitted, and we waited for him to see the result transmitted, and it was not transmitted. Even when people noted and pointed it out, he didn't do anything about it.
Well, at the time the election was going on, maybe there was nothing he could have done about it. But INEC did apologize for that, and I think they amended that situation in the governorship and state house of assembly elections.
Are we supposed to accept the apology?
Oh, well.
Come on, really.
Well, he did apologize.
This is real business, and some people who are not supposed to be elected governors and presidents have been elected, and you are talking about apology. Huh? So we are going to suffer the next 8 years again because of somebody's mistake. Huh? All this thing that is playing out now, we know them. He's just trying to use this particular guy now as an scapegoat. It's not as if he has any good intention about this country.
So how about this, security agencies? How would you rate their handling so far?
All of them, they are all involved. Are they trying to claim they did not know that the INEC chairman in Adamawa State is not supposed to be the one to call out the result? Huh? All of them, they know now. They are aware of it. Are they trying to tell us that they don't know? Eh? Every time, the people who are supposed to know what is right, they don't know it. It's we that are the citizens. We are the ones that know everything. Why them? They are being paid to know it.
Mm.
I bet the sugar and sit down. We know all these things that they are doing.
All right, that's it. Commercial break comes up shortly, but maybe a few comments before then. Dire breaking news, IGP has just withdrawn the CB of Adamawa State with immediate effect, and that's from me, Dan. We'll check that out in a moment. Good evening, Dial. INEC and Professor Mahmoud Yakubu's regime has taken our electoral process for a ride. Something has to be done swiftly by arresting the REC officer and any other corrupt INEC official and try them in any court of competent jurisdiction. Illegality must not go unpunished. That's some lamb's fiddle. Hello, Dial. The lady referred to in RBI was the RO and not the REC. In that case, to the REC trying to manipulate the result, but for high resistance, and that's me, ma'am. Well, yes, you're right. Thank you. She was the returning officer and not the resident electoral commissioner. Anyways, a commercial break comes up right about now. And I'll return in a moment for the rest, more discussions on this matter. Do please stay with us.
Nigeria Evil.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't obey control.
Join the conversation.
Right here.
Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts to Nigeria. Info on her input, Harker. I'm Dyer, 29, gun past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. And, well, here's the matter of discourse at the moment. Nigerian electoral body, INEC, writes police IGN to prosecute suspended Adamawa resident commissioner Yunusa Ari. INEC has asked the IGF police to investigate and prosecute its Adamawa State Resident Electoral Commissioner Hudu Yunusa Ari of a violation of the provision of the Electoral Act 2022 during Saturday's supplementary governorship election in Adamawa State. Yunusa Ari on Sunday declared the governorship candidate of the APC, Aishatu Dahiru Ahmed, winner of the election while collation was yet to be completed. The Electoral Commission nullified the announcement and invited the REC to the INEC headquarters on Tuesday. INEC announced that at its meeting, it discussed matters arising from the Adamawa governorship election and decided to, quote, write to the IG police for the immediate investigation and possible prosecution of the resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa State, Barrister Hudu Yunusa Ari, request the secretary to the government of the Federation to draw the attention of the appointing authority to the unwholesome behavior of the REC for further action. The collation process shall resume at a time to be determined by the Britannian officer. And once again, from live pictures I'm seeing here in the studio, the collation of results has resumed in Adamawa State. But here's another update to the situation. This one from Nigerian Tribune. IGP replaces Adamawa CP on election duty. The IG of police has withdrawn the commissioner of police on election duty in Adamawa State, Mohammed Brade, with immediate effect. The IGP also ordered that the commissioner of police in charge of Gombe State, CP Etim Ekwa, immediately proceed to Adamawa State for election security of the yet-to-be-concluded supplementary governorship poll. Force Public Relations Officer Muyiwa Adejobi, while addressing pressmen on Tuesday in Abuja, said the IGP is committed to a free and fair process. Adejobi also said the IGP has yet to receive any letter from INEC seeking the probe and prosecution of its embattled resident electoral commissioner in Adamawa. Yep. So there you have it. That's the update as we are getting them right now. But back to the ongoing conversation. What do you make of INEC's handling? What's your assessment of INEC's handling of this debacle thus far, and the actions of security agencies as well? Lines open. Call 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH, also on Twitter and YouTube at Nigeria Info PH. Okay, comment turned. His only offense was that he didn't announce the result at 4 a.m. For me, Yakubu has opened the floodgates of this level of irresponsible behavior, and it's very shameful. That's from Andy. The rogue should be prosecuted in conjunction with all those that were on the high table when the atrocity was committed. That's from Cliff. The professor is a state returning officer. Rex are government appointees. Remember when the present NGDC chairman was to be appointed an INEC rec and the brouhaha that followed? I'll say most recs have political inclinations. They're partisan, and that's why what happened in Adabawa happened. And the police, a government body under the APC, nothing good will come out of this investigation. Believe me, that's from Otis. Hello, Hafati. Welcome. Please go on.
I agree to you. Good afternoon, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead, please. Hello. Once again, call 070-0923-0923 or 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Hello.
Good afternoon, Gayo.
Please go ahead.
I greet you. This is Engineer Lumba. I'm calling you from Matilare. What I want to say about this issue now is, you see this INEC calling Inspector General Police to prosecute the wreck. It's like a kettle calling pot black. The same thing is what they do all over the place. It's just because this man did not cover his chances very well. So he make open mistake. It does not. If you kill human being with gun, or you kill him with dagger, or if any miss, you finally the person die. It's just human being dying. So what this man did now is not different from what they did in presidential election. That we voted the election, there are some people carried the election, go and change it in our own eye, and they want us to remain like that. They should stop crying. That's what they want. And the people president they have already established, and we compare on it. And even the prosecution not going to, nothing will come out of it.
Mark
it one place. I say this.
All right. Hello, 913,
welcome. Hello, Dayo. Good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Comrade Spears, I'm calling from Abunabon.
Go ahead. Professor Otis was a returning officer. However, I think INEC is trying to work because they're aware people are tired of the shenanigans and the Center of Security Agencies. It's simply pathetic. Hello, how far to
welcome. Hello, Dyer. Good afternoon.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think, just like the last caller said, I feel that the police, the guy didn't cover his act very well. I don't think he did the groundwork very well. It could be like, okay, go to court and let the court decide the outcome. And they saw it that is a normal thing that could happen, and nothing will come out of it. But maybe they show themselves, they didn't get their homework. But it's unfortunate if we have to be doing this country, which we're in Nigeria. Thank you.
But how do you rate the response so far? Well, there are two responses here, the immediate response and the response that we're getting now. I mean, there are those of the school of thought that the wreck, Yunusar, I suppose that's his name, should have been arrested immediately, right there at the venue, as he made the announcement that he made. He should have been arrested immediately. However, even as of now, from information available, there's no reports of any arrest having been made. He's not been arrested. I'll come back to that in a moment. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead. Hello? So, as I was saying, there's no report that he's been arrested. There's no report that even the police commissioner that was a part of this charade has been arrested as well. All that come from the police at the moment. Maybe I should read part of the statement of the police spokesperson. Now, Adejobi, that is me, Adejobi said, and I quote, the IGP has given directive that the Commissioner of Police on Election Security in Adamawa State, CP Bade, should pull out of Adamawa State and the Commissioner of Police in charge of Gombe State, CP Etimekwa, to proceed to Adamawa immediately to go and supervise election and provide the necessary information and ensure that the process is a success. So that's it. It simply asked the CP on election duty in Adamawa State to pull out, and that's it. No, nothing about any investigation or the conduct of the CP, nothing yet. Will it come later? Maybe, I don't know. However, at the moment, for an incident that happened on Sunday, there's been no word from the police that this CP is under an investigation or a suspension or some kind of ordinary room trial, nothing of that nature at all. Simply an order that I should pull out from Adamawa State. Another CP has been sent to take over election security in that state. Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Mr. Dayo.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
The CP is sending, sending another CP. Would he do different thing from the other CP? And also, the investigation, they are saying that they should investigate that wreck. Does it mean that the National Electoral Commissioner, the electoral commissioner, the chairman, can't he also be investigated during the presidential election? The whole cyber went off on his own watch. Who will investigate him? Other states where it happened, River State, another state, what happened? Is there any investigation? They should be able to allow them to go to court. That is what they usually said. If you go and report to the rec, even at the returning, at the collection point, you report a matter, they will say, go to court. We are going to declare, go to court. Why can't they allow you to go to court? Because the person, Mahmoud won, did not win the election. Now he's still returning another one.
All right. We got 20 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. At the top of the hour at 5, the news update comes up. But for the moment, your assessment of the handling of the Adamawa State situation, INEC, by relevant security arresting or prosecuting agencies of government as well. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
What you call him?
Go ahead.
I'm Adamawa Rek Malaminusa, go contrary to INEC code of conduct, and INEC responded immediately, So for me, what INEC did is very right, So their response is in accordance.
Okay. How about...
So they're proving to be independent,
How about
so
the police?
For me, I don't see anything wrong with what INEC did.
How about the police?
Most of the people saying that what happened in presidential election, I don't understand. INEC have powers to decide on how they would, though they promised that they would transmit the election electronically. You know, so, but for me, okay, all these things that we are saying, if it happened that INEC mistakenly declared Obi that didn't have all to 25% in 2/3 seat, the winner of the election, you will see people will be jubilating here.
What is your assessment of the handling of the situation by INEC? You mentioned that already. How about the police?
Hello, is that what?
How about the police's handling of the situation?
The police.
How about the police's handling of the situation?
Oh, can you hear you?
Right, now via Twitter at @GD_EverlyTweet. Good evening, Dai. What's more shocking to me is the speed with which Bidane rushed to give an acceptance speech and subsequently ran to court, knowing well that everything was a charade. Does it mean that every politician in Nigeria abhors integrity? An urgent issue Twitter. INEC and the security agencies have not done enough until that wreck and the State Commissioner of Police is arrested and prosecuted for committing such humongous illegality. You can also join in via Twitter at @NigeriaInfoPH. Via Facebook, Nitin Akira goes, can anyone tell me what the INEC in Adamawa did different from what the INEC chairman did? Results were still pouring in when he announced Tinubu as winner while men slept. Mahmood is only trying to save his face, but it's too late. They're all guilty. Adachi Sunday goes, given that by now IGP should have ordered for the arrest of the police commissioner. Now, to Nitin Akira's comment, I don't know. The results that were collated and announced by INEC eventually. If you say that INEC announced the result of the presidential election, while results were still coming in, I'm not sure. I don't think that would be a fair or proper or even accurate depiction of what played out. I don't think the two scenarios are comparable in any way. Maybe there are similarities, but not in the context in which you are attempting to paint. Obviously not. I mean, everybody watched the collection of results and eventual declaration of results of the presidential election on TV. There was no report that results were still coming in or they had not been fully given out before the announcement was made. Peter Akpungeta goes, it's funny that INEC is trying to prosecute Adamawa's wreck for breaking the rules when they couldn't even keep their rules. What the man did is consistent with the current INEC. Hello? Also via Facebook, Injidi Leonu goes, for me, they should allow INEC to conclude investigations first. After all, Fintiri, the current governor, came to power through the barrels of a gun. What gun? What barrel? He used army officers to... After he impeached Nyako, what goes around comes around. INEC by law does not have the power to cancel the results already announced by the court. Well. Hello. Hello. 070-093-093 is the number to call. Hi, now, INEC's action is a face-saving device. DSS and other national security officers looking for those to be charged for treason should add all the senior officers present in a charade. That's from Rogers. Well, the police, IGP, has spoken or given some order regarding the conduct of a police commissioner in that show of shame. However, how about the DSS? Because reportedly the director of DSS or a director of the DSS was present while this shameful naked dance in the marketplace was taking place. Well, it was described as by some person using those exact words or similar words, I believe. your assessment of INEC's handling of this matter thus far and of security agencies and even the federal government as well. What do you make of it? Are you impressed? Has it been handled properly thus far? Once again, the Adama IREC not been arrested yet. INEC has simply written to the police asking for his asking that he be investigated, possibly prosecuted. The police spokesperson, Wiwa Adejobi, did tell reporters earlier today, I do believe, that the police have not received any communication from INEC. However, I am curious, though, do they need to get any communication from INEC before they begin investigations into this matter? So if a person is said to have committed a crime or comported themselves illegally, especially in a matter of a national nature, such as general elections, should the police get any correspondence from INEC before doing that? Well, maybe not. I suppose the police spokesperson may have been responding to a question asked about whether or not they had received some communication from INEC, to which he responded in the negative that they are yet to receive any communication from INEC, I suppose. Via Facebook, also Robert Ngulukago said that Augusta Equity Moscow was clean hands. INEC and its entire staff should be investigated first, especially the state recs. And your take on the matter is welcome. Now, I'm wrapping this up in a moment and moving on to other issues. Hello, you're welcome. All right, about the hour at 5 o'clock, we got the news updates coming up, and after that, the discussions continue. After the break, when I return, we'll be looking at a different matter. Speaking of which, maybe it's good news or great news for workers, especially federal government, those in the employ of the federal government, as reports have it, that they may be getting an increase. Well, the government causes salary increase. Some labor leader says, no, it's not that. But here's the story. Fuel subsidy. FG begins 40% pay rise for workers April ending. I'd like to get your take on that in the next hour. But even that, just like the River State PPRO said a while ago, the police has yet to get a formal complaint from INEC. Well, I suppose the two scenarios might be slightly different as well. It's highly likely that the Force Public Relations Officer in Abuja was responding to a question from a reporter as to whether or not they had received communication from INEC, because INEC reportedly, based on a story from Sahara reporters, INEC did state that it had or it was going to communicate to the IGP to investigate and possibly prosecute. This is from Sahara Reporters. INEC announced at its meeting it discussed matters arising from the Adama governorship election and decided to, quote, write to the IGP police for the immediate investigation and possible prosecution of the resident electoral commissioner for Adama State, Udo Yunusa Ari. So I suppose a reporter may have asked a question from this as to whether or not the police had indeed received such a letter from INEC, to which the police spokesperson responded in the negative.